KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have a fair to partly cloudy sky. It's 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 90 and winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. The latest information from the Iowa coronavirus dashboard shows there are 7 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Cass County for a total now of 89. Statewide, 546 more Iowans have tested positive for the virus for a total of 50,681, and 10 more deaths have been reported since 10 a.m. Thursday, with 518 of those taking place of the long-term care facility. The IDPH says 39,787 Iowans have recovered from COVID-19 and 4,564 tested negative Thursday for a total of 487,070. Altogether, 540,974 Iowans have been tested for the virus. The IDPH data shows the following new confirmed COVID-19 cases in these area counties. Adair County has 3 for a total of 38. Audubon County, 1 for a total of 30. Guthrie County has 1 confirmed case additional for a total of 138. Pottawatomie County has 19 new cases for a total of 1,371. And Shelby County has 4 new cases for a total of 191. Some recoveries were reported in Cass County, Audubon County, Guthrie, Montgomery, and Pottawatomie counties. And 2 more recoveries were reported in Shelby County for a total there of 169. Statewide hospitalization data showed 261 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 symptoms. 88 are in an ICU, 38 were admitted to a hospital since Thursday, and 25 people were on a ventilator. There's no change in the information we provided to you yesterday with regard to Southwest and Western Iowa hospitals in Region 4. Also, there are long-term data today shows that 29 outbreaks at long-term care facilities. That's one more than yesterday. 891 patients and staff have tested positive at those facilities, and 524 have recovered. You can read more on this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Governor Kim Reynolds has issued a disaster proclamation in response to a severe weather system that moved across Iowa and caused widespread damage August 10th. The proclamation now allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover from the effects of this severe weather in Audubon and Madison counties. The proclamation also activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program for qualifying residents, along with the Disaster Case Management Program. Governor Reynolds had previously declared a disaster and activated the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program and disaster case in more than a dozen other counties. Proclamations may be issued for additional counties as the weeks and days pass along. Sheriff's officials in Mills County on Thursday said a man and woman from Glenwood were arrested late Wednesday evening on child endangerment and other charges. 24-year-old Joshua Robert Kistler and 20-year-old Samantha Jo Kistler were taken into custody. Joshua Kistler was additionally charged with failure to provide proof of financial liability, while Samantha Kistler faces additional charges of possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were being held in the Mills County Jail with bond for Joshua Kistler set at $2,000. Samantha Jo Kistler's bond was set at $3,300. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports also 47-year-old Larry Stephen Hutchings of Emerson was arrested Thursday night for driving while barred in possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $4,000. A traffic stop today at around 4:25 a.m. in Red Oak resulted in the arrest on a drug charge of a man from Nebraska. Red Oak police say officers conducted the traffic stop at the intersection of Highways 34 and 48. Upon further investigation, 18-year-old Miguel Angel Morales Morales of Omaha was arrested for possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, a Class D felony offense. Morales was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. Police in Shenandoah say a man who allegedly attempted to tamper with an SCBA, that's self-contained breathing apparatus, at the Shenandoah Fire Station was arrested Wednesday night on a burglary charge. Authorities say police responding to the fire department at around 8:45 p.m. found 42-year-old Joshua Jorge Colwell of Sioux City in the garage area. Colwell was arrested on a Class D felony charge of burglary in the third degree, criminal mischief in the fifth degree, and public intoxication. He was being held at the Page County Jail on a $5,600 bond. Also in Southwest Iowa News, police in Creston report a woman driving a 2016 Hyundai suffered suspected minor incapacitating injuries or non-incapacitating injuries during a single vehicle accident Wednesday evening. 38-year-old Patricia Ann Hobbs of Des Moines was traveling east on Buckeye Street in Creston with a passenger side rear tire that was blown out and shredded. The vehicle was driving on its rim when it went off the road to the south, where it struck a side and came to rest. Police say Hobbs was intoxicated and refused chemical testing. She was transported by EMS ground ambulance to the Creston Hospital. The vehicle sustained about $1,500 damage. The Council Bluffs Police Department yesterday said that around 11:45 a.m. Thursday, Council Bluffs Police, Iowa Department of Transportation officers and DOT road crews responded to exit 49 of Interstate 29 southbound for a traffic problem closing off the off-ramp. A semi pulling a large section of a windmill or turbine had gotten off its route and had to exit at the South Expressway. The load was about 16 feet tall and 187 feet long. It was too large to go through the intersection and needed assistance to get turned around and back on its route. The off-ramp had to be shut down for about 1.5 hours, and the entire intersection of South Expressway and 30th Avenue was shut down for about 30 minutes while the semi was turned around and sent back up on the interstate. Council Bluffs Police Department wants to remind motorists to pay extra attention to large and oversized loads and their escort vehicles. When around them, be conscious of their lane positioning and give them a wide berth as they have a limited mobility and can only be on designated routes. In this particular case, the semi-driver was forced into the wrong lane due to crowding by other motorists. In the funeral announcements, Beverly Redler, age 86, of Atlantic, died August 4th. Funeral services for Beverly Redler will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Dick Marshall, age 84, of Griswold, died Monday. Memorial services for Dick Marshall will be today at 11 o'clock at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. Reacon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Social distancing will be encouraged. Arletha Hockett, age 92, of Tennant, died Sunday. Memorial services for Arletha Hockett will be today at 11 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Timothy Jacobson, age 40, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Timothy Jacobson will be this evening at 6 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. John Big John Butler, age 80, of Trainer, a native of Atlantic, died August 7th. Funeral services for John Big John Butler will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Merle Trent, age 90, of Stewart, died Monday. Graveside services for Merle Trent will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the West Cemetery in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Lila Fenn, age 94, of Arizona and formerly of Oakland, died July 28th. Funeral services for Lila Fenn will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Michael Hoffman, age 52, of Earlham, died Tuesday in West Des Moines. A celebration of life visitation for Michael Hoffman will be tomorrow from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Janie Adams, age 65, formerly of Fontenelle, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Janie Adams will be next Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield, though, is in charge of the arrangements. Jerry Wayne Big J. Miller, Jr., age 38, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at CHI Bergen Mercy in Omaha. A celebration of life for Big J. Miller will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Levon Bargenquast, age 94, of Avoca, died Tuesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Levon Bargenquast are pending for a later date. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mary Ellen Quant, age 99, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. A private family funeral service is planned for Mary Ellen Quant. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.